I messed up the wet cement and I tried to fix it. I think I waited too long though. It's all hard now.
You can't wait to fix wet cement because it dries too fast. And you shouldn't wait to accept Jesus either. You're listening to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Have you ever seen cement being poured? It comes out of a big truck like thick soup. Once it's on the ground, workmen use tools to smooth it out. Now, they have to work very quickly because cement hardens very fast. There's no time to wait. People's hearts can be like that too once they've heard about Jesus. They may decide they don't want to believe that he died for their sins, and when they do, their hearts harden in unbelief, kind of like cement. It's best to make a decision to follow Jesus when you're young, just like it says in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." Well, here's our story for today. It's called Hardened Hearts. Oh no! Aaron skidded to a stop at a driveway with a rope across it and signs reading, "Stay off, wet cement." He jumped from his bike to keep from falling and landed in the gooey cement, which stuck to his feet like mud. He took off a shoe and wiped it on the grass, then used it to try smoothing the cement back into place. But that only added pebbles and grass into the quickly hardening mixture. "Maybe I can do a better job if I use some tools," Aaron thought. So he got on his bike and headed home. Mom was not happy when she heard what happened. "You should have told whoever lives in that house about it right away," she said. "You'd better hurry back. Maybe there's still time to fix the cement. If not, you need to offer to pay for repairing it." Aaron hurried back and saw a man coming out of the house. "I'm sorry, sir," Aaron told him. "I wasn't paying attention and I messed up your cement. I'll find some way to pay for it." The man frowned. "Why didn't you come and tell me what happened right away?" Aaron stared at his feet. "I wanted to fix it, so I went home to get some tools, but I think it took too long. It looks like it's pretty hard now." The man stared at the cement. "Do you know that people's hearts are something like that cement?" he asked. Aaron was startled. "What do you mean?" "I work with people in a retirement home, and I see many who are set in their worldly ways," the man explained. "They heard about Jesus when they were younger, but came up with excuse after excuse not to put their trust in him, and their hearts became hardened against God's love and forgiveness." Aaron looked down at the cement. "My dad took me to church once, and the pastor talked about how Jesus died on the cross to save us. I didn't give it much thought at the time, but maybe I should." "I hope you will," said the man. "And if this messed up cement helps you do that, that's worth the cost of repairing it. So don't worry about paying for it." So how about you? Are you refusing to hear the voice of Jesus? Are you coming up with reasons not to trust him? Don't let your heart harden against his love for you. He died to pay for your sin so you could be saved and belong to him. Don't wait any longer. Trust Jesus today. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse for today,
Hebrews 3:15. "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts."
And our key thought, trust Jesus today. Mom and Dad, Keys for Kids Ministries has a great book just for you. It's called The 5 Love Languages of Children. It can help you learn how to talk to your child and love them even better. You can find The 5 Love Languages of Children on our store. Just go to keysforkids.org and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.